Well, well, well. Look who it is. It's me. Duh. So I know it's been a crazy long time, so I'm just not even gonna sit here and try to catch y'all up on everything that's been going on. But today is June 30th, 2021. And I have made the conscious decision to fast from all of my social media platforms, outlets, whatever you want to call it, accounts. I actually deactivated everything 6 o'clock yesterday, so on June 29th. So today so far is my first full day of no social media. When I woke up this morning, I was actually on the phone with my mom, and I laughed at myself because I realized that I had to deactivate my, well, not had to, but that I did deactivate my social media. And I was laughing because I was like, dang, what am I supposed to scroll through now as I'm on the phone? Like, like what am I supposed to do? So I was scrolling through my emails, reading unread messages, deleting spam folders. It was crazy. And then I started playing Candy Crush all damn day. So that was hilarious within itself. But some people have asked me, why have I decided to do a social media fasting? And the reason is to protect my mental health. I find for me that social media heightens my anxiety extremely in bad ways. I find myself comparing myself to other people, whether it be as a woman, like just individually, as a mother, as a wife, as an employee. And I never thought that it would have that effect on me, but it does. And I had to be honest with myself about it. Like, yo, this is really, you're losing your mind, like constantly looking at the Shade Room or the World Star or other people's, you know, social media outlet accounts, everybody traveling, going places, doing things. And I started to feel like less than, in a sense, and that might be a little dramatic to say, but I can't really think of anything else at the moment. But I started to feel small because I'm like, damn, y'all all out here having fun. You out here getting the guy, or, you know, you buying this for yourself. Like, damn, like, why I don't got that? And that's not normally me. Like, I'm, if you know me, you know, like, I'm a very strong-minded individual. I've never been a follower. I've always done my own thing. And I think one of the biggest things that contributed to that, like that latched on to that whole social media anxiety for me, was now that I live in Virginia and I'm trying to build friendships with people. So I'm not really able to go out as often as I was when I was living back home in New York. That's where all my friends are, obviously, because that's where I was born and raised. So it's like, I don't go out as much. I don't get an opportunity to meet new people like that. So all I really have to do is scroll on social media all the time. So I just made that decision for myself. I'm going to be fasting for the entire month of July. So y'all pray for me, because I am a social media crackhead. Like, when I wake up, I'm on Facebook. Then after I'm satisfied with the Facebook information, I go to Instagram. And then I could be on Instagram for another hour or two. And then I'm at work and I feel like, I've been staring at the computer too long. Now let me stare at social media. And that's just what I do. So I'm starting to, you know, trying to figure out, I'm actually compiling a list together of activities and stuff that I can do opposed to, well, not opposed to, but, you know, in place of constantly looking on social media. I feel like this is going to be super, super beneficial to my mind, to my spirit. It's going to get me more in tune and closer to the universe, to God. And yeah, I'm probably going to try to incorporate some more working out. I mean, I've been doing my working out and things like that, but now, you know, I'll probably incorporate some more of working out in the backyard opposed to just, you know, regular cardio, which is taking my 5-mile walks. So yeah, this is going to be dope. And then I guess on July 31st, that's when, bow. Well, no, I'm going to wait till August 1st because that's my sister's birthday. Bow. Shout out to Melissa. Crazy little Leo. But yeah. So, y'all going to take this journey with me or not? Every day, I'm going to jump on my podcast and let y'all know what's going on. And yeah, this is going to be interesting. So, y'all stay tuned.